It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11. We're going to begin reading with the 10th verse, Matthew chapter 11, verse 10. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address here at the church is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to write to us, or if you'd like to email us, I'm sorry, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would work just fine. And if you'd like to check our website out, and I'd love for you to do this because it's www.parkviewbiblechurch. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org, parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. I hope, I pray that they be a help to you, so that you come to know the Lord Jesus and then to grow in the Lord Jesus. I hope that it would be a benefit. And also our church constitution and the plan of salvation is also listed there. So if you'd like to take a look at that, I'd love for you to do just that. So if this was enough time now, I hope it was for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And I hope that you can follow along today. Matthew chapter 11, verse 10. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. For all the prophets and all the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. And he that hath an ear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? For is like unto the children sitting in the markets, and calling unto their fellows, and saying, I have piped unto you, and ye have not danced, and I have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold a man gluttonous, a winebibber, a friend of the publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. We'll end the reading there with that 19th verse, and we'll begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come today, enjoy this time. I ask that you will guide and lead us through your precious word. We have to have the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us. Otherwise, Father, we just have no idea what you want and need to tell us. It must come through the Spirit. And the only way the Holy Spirit can teach us your word is for us to come to know you as our Lord and Savior. That must come first. We must surrender to you, and the Spirit of God, your Spirit, He will come and live within our hearts. What a joy. What an opportunity. And then we have the teacher within our hearts. But if we are not born again, if we don't listen to Jesus as he spoke to Nicodemus and said, you must be born again, if we don't listen to that, if we don't recognize that we must call upon you, dear Father, to send your Son, that we can trust in him, follow him, and we know that all comes about by the Holy Spirit. So, Father, please, I ask that you send your Spirit down upon all that are hearing, listening today, that they will hear your word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we look at this verse of Scripture. We have, you know, some strange statements here, but what went ye out to see? A prophet, yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. This John the Baptist, he was a forerunner of the Lord Jesus. He came to proclaim Jesus was coming. Forerunner. He was sent to make a path, to open the gate, to prepare the way. That's what John the Baptist was to do. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And if we look back to Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 40, and we're going to look at the third verse. And it tells us, the prophet Isaiah, 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That was the calling of John the Baptist, the prophecy, the prophesying of John the Baptist of his coming. We also have in that same words we find in Malachi, Malachi chapter 3. Now Malachi was about 400 years before the birth of Christ, right before the time of that we have the silence years, those 400 years. But Malachi was so clear. And so we find in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. And once again, that was 400 years prior to this. So we have those two verses of Scripture that we can enjoy. And as we look at that 10th verse once again, before we move on to verse 11 of chapter 11, Matthew, For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Got two parts there. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven, as we look at that verse of Scripture here. Notwithstanding, he that is the least. It comes among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. What a praise from the Lord Jesus. John the Baptist was, yes, a man. Yes, he had his faults. But he was a man that stood persecution and was murdered for it. But he brought the truth. And yet that statement at the end, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Born among men, not risen, is greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. We need to recognize something. And what we need to recognize is that we're coming into a new dispensation. Not the old, the old dispensation of the law. It's the new dispensation, the day of grace. We enjoy the miracle of the new birth. Folks are saved by faith in the Old Testament, just like they're saved by faith in the New Testament. But there is a difference between them. The new dispensation, the day of grace, is coming. And with that day of grace, a person possesses this divine nature. You see, in the Old Testament, the difference was saved by faith, yes, faith alone. But the Holy Spirit came up on them to empower them from time to time, but did not indwell the believer. Now, the new dispensation, the day of grace, the Spirit of God indwells every person that comes by faith, every believer. You heard that in the beginning, the opening prayer, that we are so thankful as we come by faith of the Lord Jesus and we're saved, we're born again, that the Holy Spirit comes to live within us, because then we have the perfect teacher to teach us the Word of God. If you're not born again, you do not have the Holy Spirit in your heart, and you can wander and stumble through the Word of God, but you won't make any sense of it. You must be born again. You must be saved. And because the Holy Spirit comes to live within the heart, we possess this divine nature. Therefore, we can see and understand things that even the great prophet, the greatest prophet, John the Baptist, did not fully understand. You see, we live in a day today that is greater than any other. And even the great praise that our Lord Jesus gave to John the Baptist, he was still kept in the dark in relationship to many things that we see and understand today. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Hope that you have the opportunity to have your Bible in front of you, that you can look these scripture verses up with me so that you can see them, so that you know that what I am telling you is exactly what the Word of God is explaining and giving us. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to begin with the third verse. And just listen to this beautiful verse of scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith. Look at that. You think you're not saved, once saved, always saved? Who keeps you? God keeps you. The Holy Spirit keeps you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. Wherein ye are greatly rejoice. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory to the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. For which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you by the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look unto. Which things the angels desire to look into? Up above in verse 11, searching what or what manner of time? Verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come. You see, they knew it was coming, and they knew they were saved by faith. But the windows were not open. The doors of heaven were not open for them to understand as much as we have and as much as we understand. I thought that was a wonderful scripture verse in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. So you see, even though John the Baptist was the greatest of the prophets, we possess so much more. In verse 12, and for the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent taketh by force. Who suffered violence? John the Baptist sure did. Jesus surely did. Jesus was taken out and crucified. John the Baptist was beheaded. We know by the Word of God, we know by history what has taken place. And this is the main meaning, I think, here in verse 12. In the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Yes, it does. Also, the meaning here is that John preached the gospel of the kingdom with such power, with such authority, that those that listened to him and followed him really was not aware, did not recognize the judgment that was coming, the violence that would come upon them because of knowing Jesus, because of standing for the Word of God, that there would be great persecution, even death. Many were martyred, many were brutally beaten, left for dead, stoned, all persecution. The opposition, all this come because they stood for the kingdom of heaven. They stood for the ordinances of God. They stood for the doctrine of God. When they went in to the service of the Lord, when they got saved and began to serve, they were so taken by John the Baptist and his power that they didn't stop and think about the persecution that was to come. What the violence that they would have to face. They did not recognize what was to come. And yet many of them, even when the persecution comes, some left. Some ran away from preaching the gospel. Some left it. Some begin to soften the word so the people weren't offended. And others stood for the truth and faced this persecution. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. The law here points to the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That is, when it says the law, it's the book of Moses. So you can understand that. Use that any place that you would like to as you study the Word of God. And so the violence and the violence taken by force for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. The point of that verse of Scripture is, verse 13 is, there was much testimony concerning the coming of the Messiah. There was much prophesied concerning what persecution would come, how that they would reject the Lord Jesus Christ, how they would reject every person that stood for the Word of God. We have great condemnation and judgment upon back in Noah's day. Noah and his family, the only righteous ones there. Everyone else was wicked. What do you think they did to him and said to him before God destroyed him? And we can look at the disciples, we can look at the apostles and how they died, and how so many of the true prophets died an awful, awful death because they stood for the truth. And so the law points to the five books of Moses. All the prophets are the rest of it, and says, there has been so much witness and testimony of me that the truth was present. They should not have been surprised. They should never have denied it, because they should know that we stand for the Word of God, and this is the Word of God. It starts with the book of Moses, and then it includes all the prophets, every one of them. So we see that God had not left himself without a witness at any point in time. Here, and this time of witness, this time of 400 years of silence between the end of Malachi and the beginning of the New Testament, those days of silence were not days of silence, because they had the prophets and the five books of Moses. They had that. They possessed that. They could study that. They could have known exactly who and when he was coming. So you see, God never dropped the ball. Even though there was no prophets that spoke during that time, I'm sure there were hundreds, if not thousands, of false prophets entered the picture during that 400 years between the end of Malachi and the opening of the New Testament, but never a true prophet. But they didn't need him, because they had all the prophets of the Old Testament to give witness to what was to come. And Jesus draws the line here to that, because in the end of verse 13, then it says, for all the prophets and for the law prophesied until John. John the Baptist is the last one. All those had prophesied, and here comes John bringing it all together, saying, here is the Messiah. He's bringing it all together. And then verse 14 starts out with kind of strange words, and sometimes we just read through it so quickly we don't realize what it's saying. Verse 14 says, and if ye will receive it, if ye will receive it. See, it's so important that we come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so important that we trust him as our Lord, as our Savior. It is so important that you are born again. It's so important that you realize and recognize that that is something that takes place in your heart. It's something you will never forget. You may not know the exact day nor the exact time, but your mind and your heart can take you right back to that same place. You see, I was saved and I was born again at my house, halfway between the house and the Pharaoh house. Now, you may think that is the strangest thing you ever thought of. I can't tell you the date. It was in the evening. And the reason that I know it was 1975, the reason I know it was 1975 is because on the farm, when you pour concrete, you put your initials in it and you date it. I'd built a farrowing house that year. That's where I was coming back from. And so later on, when I got to thinking, now when I know right where I knelt down, but what year was that? That's right. It was the year I built the farrowing house. So you see, I can take you right back to that place. And I'm sorry that I didn't write down the day, the date, and the hour, but it's still just as real to me. And if you don't know such a time in your life, then you have not received it. And if ye will receive it, receive what this prophet has given you. Receive what the Old Testament, because see, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And now, I am here, he is saying. And if ye will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for you to come. Now, that may seem a little confusing to you, but it really is not. Because Elijah himself came in spirit through John the Baptist. However, Elijah himself would have come. He would have come himself and set the kingdom up if you would have received it, but they didn't. They rejected it. They did not receive it. They rejected it. So Elijah came in spirit, and the nation of Israel is set aside, and the Gentiles have an opportunity of salvation by grace. And what a glorious day that is. And he says, in verse 15, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Will you please listen to what I'm saying? Now, you can go back into 1st, 2nd Kings, and you can study all about Elijah. It's wonderful. If you will receive it, God's message is the only way of salvation. It's the only way of joy, of edification, of assurance, of peace. And it's all received by faith. It's the only way. And if you reject it, you will be condemned. You will face eternity in the lake of fire. And again, Elijah, you might see in your scripture, Elias, it's Elijah. 2 Kings, you can study that. And as we look at the scripture here, in the end of verse 14, which was for to come, let's go back to Malachi. I believe we have time. Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers and to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. There's your words. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You need to trust in him today. You need to call upon him today. Please, please, don't miss the free gift of salvation that God gives today. He died on a cross of Calvary for you. He was crucified. He was buried. And he was in that grave 3 days, but he's alive. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?